turning to another note, we are part of a national organization. We have local chapters, we have state affiliates, and we have the National Federation of the Blind. We are very privileged to have with us our national rep this year and his wife. Ron Brown is a vendor. He runs a couple of businesses. I love the name of his first business, which is Cain and Abel. It's a orientation and mobility business. He is also a entrepreneur and runs his own business called RB's Vending. Thank you. I'm losing it here. So without further ado, I want you to give a really warm Illinois welcome to Ron Brown. He's going to present the national report.
Greetings to my Federation family.
Greetings.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am just tickled to be here because I've been serving on the national board since 2000, and I've never had an opportunity to do Illinois convention. So this is just a delight. I'm right next door to you guys, and I love having the opportunity to be here with you all. I want to thank first your president, Ms. Patty Chang, and her husband, Francisco. They hosted our convention last week. So in return, I get to host you guys' convention and be the national rep. So this is just a good thing for the both of us. She did a fantastic job in Indiana, her and Francisco, and hopefully I'll be just as good. I hope. All right. Also, before I get started, too, I want to say that I thoroughly enjoyed last night at the Idol competition. That was very fun. I got an opportunity to sit in and be a judge. I was Randy the dog, you know, Yo-Yo Dog, that guy. I was him, and I had a good time doing it. Yeah. I want to bring you greetings from the state of Indiana. Like I said, we just had our 59th annual state convention. Now, next year, our convention will be in Indianapolis, and it'll be our 60th. So we will have a grand old time. I want to invite all of you to come and participate in our convention. And so I'll give you probably be hearing more of it about it on the national listservs and the national website. We have an Indiana website as well, and you can look us up on there and find out what all the festivities are going to be, because we're going to have a good time in Indiana next year. But this morning I'm here in the national capacity to talk to you all about what's going on nationally. And I bring you greetings from the National Center and the staff and Dr. Maurer. You know, he always loves to come to every convention, however he can't make them all. So he sends us out, Patty, myself, all of us who serve on the national board and some of the staff to come out and let you guys know what's going on nationally. This year we had our national convention in Orlando, Florida. How many went to Orlando?
Yeah.
We had a good time from the 1st of July through the 6th. And next year, it'll be in Orlando, Florida. 14. 15. It'll be in Orlando, Florida. And I'll talk a little bit more about 15. 16, Orlando, Florida. 17, Orlando, Florida. something about Orlando we like. So anyway, we'll be there those few years, and we're going to have a good time in Orlando. Now, 2015, if you can't make 14, and you can't make 16, and you can't make 17, you guys try to make 15. For 15 is what? Our 75th diamond anniversary of the National Federation of the Blind. We are going to have a grand old time. We're trying to prepare for it now. We're having meetings at the National Center. We have one coming up. I believe Debbie Stein is going to be there on the 12th of November. I'll be there. We've been planning for it for quite some time now, and we're going to have a grand old time. So any of you having ideas about the 75th anniversary and what we should be doing, please feel free to let us know. We would love to hear your ideas. We've had ideas from jumping out of planes over Disney to driving, just all kinds of ideas. So, you know, Jay, it's our Diamond Jubilee. You guys, let's just make it a big one, make it happen. And so if you guys got ideas, please submit them to us. We'd love to hear them. Not necessarily sure we're going to use all of them, but but we'll do our best to get a good celebration in for our Diamond anniversary. All right. Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
I thought that was me for a second.
That probably was you. No. That is the vehicle donation horn. You get that when you get vehicles into our national affiliate headquarters, I'm sorry. We in the National Federation of the Blind have started a vehicle donation program. Now, this is a new program. We're trying to get all state affiliates to participate in it. We will take cars, we'll take boats, we'll take motorcycles. We will take anything with an engine in it, as long as it has an engine in it. It doesn't matter if it runs or not, but we'll take it. We'll take a plane. If you know anybody that wants to donate any kind of vehicle, recreational vehicles, any of those, please let us know. We have literature. Your president will be bringing it down to the banquet. We have literature and stickers. We want those of you who are vendors to put them on your cash registers, in your stores, your vending machines. Please put our stickers on to say that the National Federation of the Blind accepts vehicles. These vehicles, you call the number and they will come and pick it up, and the National Federation of the Blind can get up to $500. We're doing this as a fundraiser. So please, please, please take the literature. If you know of anybody got a car sitting around in their backyard or in the driveway that hasn't run in about 8 years, please feel free to let them know that we'll take it off their hands. And even if it does run and you want to get rid of it, we'll take that. Contact Joanne Wilson about this if you want more information. We've created a vehicle donation website also, so if you guys want to get more information on it. And also, guys, tell everyone that it's a tax deduction. You deduct it off your federal taxes, and so it's a win-win for you guys as well as us in the Federation. All right. Has anybody ever been to Washington Seminar?
Yep.
The Washington Seminar will be coming up this year in, let's see, January of 27th is the kickoff, and it'll go through February, the first 4 days, from January, Monday through Thursday. We would love for all of you all to come to the Washington Seminar, those who can make it. If you're interested in legislation, if you're interested in what we do on Capitol Hill, please feel free to let your president know, and I'm sure she'll try to get it where you guys can make the Washington Seminar. I want to congratulate one of your own, Miss Rose Sloan, for being hired at the National Center to do legislation and governmental affairs work. She's going to be a fantastic bonus to that team. She's going to talk to you more about legislation, so I don't have to get into the bill numbers here, there, and everywhere. I just love it. She's going to be a great asset to that team, Anil Lewis, Jesse Hartle, Lauren McCarney. all of those guys are glad to have her on the team, and we are also. But those of us who are not as seasoned as some of us can still participate in the Washington Seminar. It's actually next to our national convention, our biggest legislative effort, and where all of us come together and go and lobby in Congress to some of the bills that we are interested in for the blind. Of course, you know, we have the Fair Standards Wages Act that we talked about this year, the TEACH bill, as well as the space available. And she'll give you more information on all three of these. But you guys, if you can make Washington, please do so. We usually have representation from all affiliates. And I was there one year. I remember one of the ladies, when we inundate Capitol Hill with canes and dogs and blind folk from everywhere, one of the members of the House was running around. I guess this was their first experience with it. And they ran up to me and said, "My God, where did all these blind people come from?" And I told them what we were doing there, and they were like, I never knew it was that many blind people in the world. And I mean, this was just a microcosm of our organization. I say, if you think this is something, you ought to come to our national convention. So, I mean, they're just excited to have us. You know, we're not paid lobbyists, but we do what we need to do for the blind of this country. So please feel free to make that Washington seminar. We have a lot of programs going on at Nationals. Of course, you know, we have the White Cane Giveaway. Anybody you all know that needs a cane, and I'm a proponent of the cane, as you probably know already, anybody you know that needs a cane, please feel free to get in touch with our organization. They can make application, and we'll send them along White Cane. Anybody... that list will also come back to the affiliate, and we use it to gather names of people that may be interested in the organization, and it's a win-win for both. So please let people know that if they need a cane, they can call our organization. We also have a national scholarship program, as you all know, run by your capable president. I've served on that committee for a number of years, and I thoroughly enjoy giving away all that money. Uh-oh. Anyway, we thoroughly enjoy that. We have over $100,000 in scholarships we give away every year, so those of you who are thinking about applying, please do so. We also have the Blatten Award. Does anybody know what the Blatten Award is?
Yeah.
All right. Jacob Blatten was a doctor, and I believe he was out of? Very good, very good. And he was a doctor back in the 1800s, I believe. And he was a blind doctor. And so the foundation out of California set up the Blatten Award to give those awards away to a deserving person, organization, or group of people that has done some innovative stuff in the field of blindness, in the work in the field of blindness. So we give away those awards every year in their cash awards. We would like any of you all that know some deserving individual or a deserving group to apply for those awards. Now, we will start taking applications in November, and we'll go all the way through March 31st. That's the end date for those who want to apply for the Blatten Award. And those awards are given in different amounts depending on how much money the foundation gives us every year. We would like anybody and everybody to apply. And you get a plaque, you get a cash award, and you get an opportunity to speak at our national convention. So please feel free to let everybody know about the Jacob Blatten Awards. We also, at the national headquarters, run a lot of different programs out of Affiliate Action Office through Joanne Wilson. Of course, you know, we have the Teachers Assessment Award, Teachers Assessment Program. This is what a program that was put together for those teachers to use if they're trying to decide whether or not a kid needs to learn to read Braille. I know in Indiana a lot of times, and I've done a lot of set in on a lot of IEP meetings, even over at the School for the Blind, we have had some of those instructors feel as though a child with some useful residual vision not be able to be taught Braille. Now we know that that is a total travesty in a child's life. As we heard in the parents meeting this morning about Braille and the Bell program, which I'll talk about in a minute, we know that that Braille needs to be taught at an early age. And so we sit in on these IEP meetings and they say, well, this child is a visual learner. They don't need to learn Braille right now. And after that, then when the child loses his vision later in life, if it's a progressive eye disease, then they want to teach Braille. Well, we know that it's harder to learn it as an older person or older or young adult. And if you start them out learning Braille, they'll read it fluently, even if they have residual vision. We know that in the National Federation of the Blind. So we've created a reading assessment tool, and we want this to get around to all those teachers who are teaching in the field of blindness to do this assessment on their kids to find out if they need Braille. And so you guys, if you want to get a hold of that, please feel free to get in touch with Joanne Wilson at the national headquarters, and we'll get that sent to you all to use as your tool, as a tool. We also have started a early explorers program. Now, in this program, for those parents, we think that a child should be using a cane at an early age. We in the field of orientation and mobility know this to be true. We want the parents around the country to know that this is true. We expect the parent to put a cane in the child's hand from time they're learning to walk to at least 7 years old, that these parents should be their first orientation and mobility instructor, if you will. We will give you the tools in order to learn to do this. We will also give you a free cane for your child. And even if the child doesn't use the cane properly, we want that cane in that child's hand at an early age. And then from there, you will find that they'll be a more competent traveler, that they won't be afraid to use the cane. It'll take the negative stereotypes out of having a cane, the negative connotations out of using a cane. It makes me look blind, or I want to hide it, and those things. And we know that blindness is, it is respectable to be blind. We know that there's no shame in blindness, that it's just a tool, and we want the child to be comfortable with it at an early age and be competent with it as they grow up. So if you guys want to participate in the Early Explorers program, please let us know. We'll get you the information, a video, a cane in your child's hand, and the instructional material in order to your parents in order to teach your child. Let's see. We have a lot going on at Nationals, at the national headquarters. Has anybody ever explored the building and been there? All right. You guys know that we have a world-class center there, and we have an institute there where we produce the Imagineering for Our Future. This is a magazine put out by Mark Riccobono and his team, and it talks about some of the different projects that are going on in our institute. Our car. Did anybody go to Daytona? Our car came out of the Institute. The Institute, coupled with Virginia Tech students, helped to build that car, that was made for a blind person to drive. Now, this car was not made so that we could push a button and it take us where we want to go. This car was made so that we drive the car. We show the capacity of blind people by steering the car, by driving the car. We do things like that in our National Institute. We also have programs where we have teachers program, Teachers of Tomorrow program, and where we teach best practices for teachers that are teaching the blind and visually impaired. We also have the Bell program that came out of there. Anybody familiar with the Bell program? About 19 states participated in the Bell program this year. Does that mean it's my time? All right. And so, oh, the Bell. Okay, I get it. Yeah, I'm a little slow on the uptake, you know. Yeah, Bell for Bell, yeah. I get it. You know, it was a guy, it was that Groucho Marx used to do that all the time. I think he had a little horn every time. He would never speak. I think that was silent films, and I'm dating my age, you know, the silent films back then. But he would always, you know, always blow a little horn or something. I don't know. Anyway. So, see, I'd like to play with that because, you know, I'm silly like that. I would have fun with that sound machine. Yeah, I know. So anyway, we had 19 states participate in that this year, and you guys were one of them. And we want to congratulate you guys for participating. We want all states to participate in the Bell program. For those who don't know, it's Braille Enrichment Through Literacy and Learning. And it's about Braille. It talks about all aspects of Braille, bringing kids to participate in Braille games, reading and writing Braille and having fun, going on field trips and things of that nature. It's just a lot of fun, and we would love for all of you all to participate. You can have more than one Braille project, and so make sure if you guys are interested in something like that, get in touch with Natalie Shaheem at our National Center, and she will we'll get you set up with the Braille project. This year we hosted BLAST in Indiana, Blind Leadership and Superior Training for All Entrepreneurs. We changed the Merchants Division and Blind Vendors to the Entrepreneurs Alliance, and that's what we're called now, the Entrepreneurs Division. And we take in business people of all ventures. So any of you who want to participate in that, get in touch with Nikki Gakos and Kevin Worley, and we have a good time at BLAST. I'm told from Nikki that BLAST will next year will be either in some part of Texas, not sure which now, Austin or Houston, Dallas, one of those places. So get in touch with those guys. And I believe it is going to be held either the first week of December as well this time. So it'll be a little later in the year next year. All of you who are business-minded, get in touch. We also have, we also have the Legacy Foundation at the National Headquarters. This is where you can either donate or gift to the National Federation of the Blind an insurance policy or a living will that says that we benefit from it. And we would love for you all to participate in the Legacy Foundation. We'll give you a gift if you do so, especially designed for you. And so we would like some of you all to participate, or all of you all actually, to participate in the Legacy Foundation. We think it's a good thing to keep funding our movement for years to come for those who will benefit in the future, like our young blind children and our young adults. We also have the cat library, and let me hear a cat sound effect. And in that, the blind cat library, and what it is where we have all the books from Dr. Tenbrook and all his writings, Dr. Maurer's writings, books that are gathered from blind people from all around the country. Some of Dr. Nemeth's work, and you know he passed away not too long ago, so we want to keep him in mind. But we have all of that stuff at our library, our blind cat library, and one of the things that we want. Oh my God! I see. One of the things that we want you guys to do here in the state of Illinois. We want you guys to see if you have send your oral history in to the library. Now, what we're doing is we all have a story, we all have a history, and we want the Illinois affiliate to assign somebody to, if you can't write it yourself, to take the story so we can file and catalog Illinois' history in the Federation. And we would love to have those stories individually and collectively. Please send them to the library, the Tenbrook Library, and so we can get you guys documented. We have a couple of national fundraisers going on, and that is, well, Meet the Blind Month is this month, and we're at the end of it now, but we've been having a program where Jernigan Institute is putting on a fundraiser where we're raising money to send in to the national office. It's, I believe, $63,413 we want to raise every month. So I think that breaks down to $2,013 from every state. We would like every state to send in at least $2,013 a month. And your name and state affiliate goes in for a prize if you're able to do so. And the second fundraiser is going to be started in November. Now, every state affiliate has been asked to get together a basket or some kind of gift or items, things that you guys might have of value. Make the big ask and get those in, and we're going to put them together and send them in. A theme of your affiliate, if you will. So some of the different auction items include, like, fur jackets and, one has a mother of pearls necklace in it, and we have all kinds of cruises and things like that. Some states are putting together, and so you're going to be able to get those things and auction them off. I think the auction starts December the 3rd. And it will be in the monitor, so you guys be looking out for that. And we're going to have a good time doing that. It's a national fundraiser, so if you guys have any items that you might want to bring in, please feel free to bring them in. Yeah, money, money, money. We're going to raise that money. Yeah, okay. So I believe that's pretty much, let me talk a little bit about Newsline and some of the stuff that's going on in Newsline. Yes. Newsline is of course, it's our national program where we raise money to put Newsline via your telephone. And I'm sure Illinois has Newsline, right?
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, the new features now of Newsline, they have the weather reports, and you can get them by downloading them. If you put your email address in your Newsline profile and your zip code, and you can get the weather wherever you are. And you can also download your daily newspaper now to your new Victor Stream, the new version of the Victor Stream. You can download it and read the paper on a daily basis. And so you guys know we have a lot of major programs going on in the National Federation of the Blind. We want you guys to participate on every level. Why? Because it's our organization. It belongs to all of us in this room. And so I have the opportunity to serve as a national rep. I thoroughly enjoy it. I've been doing it since 2000. I've been given this opportunity to serve, and I will continue to do the best I can do in this capacity. But all of us have an opportunity to serve, whether or not we have a title or not. No one in this room, if you want to be a part of any the committees, like I host the Underserved Population Committee at the National Federation of the Blind. Patty here is chair of the Scholarship Committee. And we have a lot of different divisions and committees. If you feel like you have and the ability and want to serve, please let us know, because we love to have you. And that is my report, Madam President.
Thank you. Do we have any questions? All right.
Door prize.
Let me see if we have questions, and then we'll do a door prize.
All right.
Any questions for Ron Brown? Very complete report, Ron. Thank you.